Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, this is the whole primacy versus recency effect thing here. Do we talk about the thing that first caught our eye or first caught our ear this morning, or do we talk about the thing that last, that just now caught my eye or caught my ear this morning? My goodness, are these people even trying to be journalists? Are they even trying to be news reporters? I mean, seriously, the job is not that hard. It's not that hard to do. Frank, look, I've done news and I've done commentary. This is a commentary show. And look, if you want to do news the right way, it's a hard job. You know, you got to hustle. But, you know, I would tell you that doing news is easier than doing commentary. Because if you got to report the news, okay, you go out there, get both sides, get all sides to the story, and do the fairest job you can of accurately reporting that story, right? Okay, all right, but if you want to do commentary, you got to take a stand on something. You better say something, and you better be able to back it up, right? So that takes a little more work because you still want to be fair. You still want to be accurate. You still want to go out there and gather all the news and gather all the information. But then, you know, this is a talk show. People expect you to take a stand. They expect you to take a position. They don't want this wishy-washy mumbo jumbo. If you want to do that, then get out of talk radio. You have a microphone for a reason, and people will listen because they agree, and people will listen because they disagree. And if you're too afraid to take a stand on most things, then you just shouldn't be in talk radio. Anyway, let me – you guys have seen these TV ads about how, you know, but you guys know that this is true. You remember when we talked about this story. The Biden administration wanted to give out farm loan forgiveness based on race. And you could be a Hispanic farmer in California, you get the farm loan forgiven. But if you're a white farmer, if you're Ole Canole back here in Montana, you don't get your farm loan forgiven. And yet, look at this. I see another one of these phony fact checks by one of the TV stations where they're saying, oh, that's not true. That didn't happen. What? Are you people even trying to do your jobs? You interviewed two people for your phony fake fact check. Who are the two people you interviewed? This liberal political science professor from MSU Billings named Pope. This liberal political science professor. Okay, zero credibility there. Okay, who's your next interview? Walt Schweitzer. Schweitzer, that name sounds familiar. Wasn't there a Democrat governor named Schweitzer? Oh, yeah, there was. Oh, that's his brother. You guys knew that. Don't act like you didn't know that when you did the interview. Yeah, the guy is using the Farmers Union as just his whole political, you know, let me provide cover for Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, John Tester, and the Democrats. This has been obvious since day one. Oh, so a liberal political science professor and the former Democrat governor's brother, who's a big-time Democrat Party operative, they both say that, no, that ad's not true. And you guys run with that? And you, I mean, give me a break. Are you even trying to do news, or are you just blatantly going to be running cover for John Tester for the next 3 to 4 weeks?
Securing America.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas recently spoke about the border crisis in a fireside chat during the Immigration Law and Policy Conference. Mayorkas says one of the keys to controlling the flow of migrants is to reinforce the idea that asylum is only for escaping persecution.
It is not intended for
economic migration.
The secretary noting that the border issue is at the forefront of many Americans' minds and that change in the system is needed.
Because the status quo is unworkable.
Mayorkas also acknowledging
the American public does want, does expect, and does demand the delivery of order.
The secretary also reiterating this principle.
The border does mean something.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies, along with some areas of smoke and haze for today. High temperatures ranging from the upper 70s in Bozeman to the low 80s in Billings. For tonight, clear skies, some areas of smoke as lows reach the upper 40s in Bozeman, mid-50s in Billings, and then staying with sunshine Wednesday with highs from the low to mid-80s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Well, it was a mad dash across Montana last week. Quick show from Great Falls for the Electric Co-op's annual meeting. Then we took you to Whitefish for the Equipment Dealers' annual meeting. And then I had to rush back to get home for a football game. Well, we're going to make up for it, Flathead. We are going to have another live show from the Flathead Valley coming up this Friday. Montana Talks live from Northwest Parts and Equipment in Columbia Falls on Friday. In the meantime, we'll keep the phone lines open for you as we take you statewide with Montana Talks Monday through Friday, 9 to 10.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, you just got to laugh at all this stuff. I had somebody once again yesterday. I was getting together with a group of guys after the show yesterday, and he's like, why are you smiling right now? How do you still stay optimistic? How do you still stay hopeful? How do you still stay happy with all the crazy stuff going on in the world that you got to talk about on a day-to-day basis? Anyway, I thought that was a good question. A lot of people are asking that right now because there is so much craziness going on in the world. But you just got to be able to laugh at some of this stuff. You got to laugh at how fake and phony so much of the media is right now. I mean, they're literally lying to you. I mean, it's like, are they going to tell us to wear our masks and shut down our businesses tomorrow? Are we back in the COVID years again? They are straight up lying to our faces right now with the phoniest of phony coverage day after day after day. Here's a story. I haven't watched the full 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris, but I, based off of some of the highlights I've seen, it looks like this 60 Minutes guy actually asked Kamala Harris some good questions, not just some good questions, but more importantly, some good follow-up questions, especially when she refused to answer. And one of the questions he asked her was the most important question that many people, even many conservatives, have not been asking. So I want to get to that here a little bit later this morning. So it looks like a rare case of journalism spotted once again at CBS's 60 Minutes. This local headline with this fake, phony fact check about race-based farm loan forgiveness. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. No. John Tester, there was no race-based farm loan forgiveness. I'm like, are you guys kidding me? Look, this was all over the news 3 years ago. There were even radio advertisements. Do you guys remember? I need to go back and find the old radio ad because I was literally joking about the race-based farm loan forgiveness what was it, a year or two on the radio. And we went right to the commercial break. Travis, I don't know if you remember that. We went right to the commercial break. And what was the next commercial on the air? It was a whole radio commercial encouraging non-white farmers to apply for this farm loan forgiveness program. Anyway, back on March 10th, 2021, we have this headline on our Montana Talks website. Montana Senator sounds off race-based farm loan forgiveness. One of the most shocking things congressional Democrats shoved into the so-called COVID relief package, and you likely hadn't heard a peep about it. Senator Steve Daines summed it up by saying, "This is racism. The race-based farm loan forgiveness plan that was snuck into the COVID relief bill by the Democrats." He's referring to the nearly $5 billion in spending for socially disadvantaged farmers to get loan forgiveness from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And just what qualified you as a socially disadvantaged farmer? By the way, the DailyCaller.com had a story on it back at the time. The Hill had a related story as well. What qualified you as a socially disadvantaged farmer? The money entirely determined by a farmer's ethnicity and has nothing to do with actual need. So a wealthy Hispanic farmer or any other minority in California could get tons of money, while a struggling white farmer in Montana gets nothing. Senator Daines said at the time, "This is not fair to a majority of Montana farmers." And he joined us at the time to talk about the race-based spending that was in the COVID bill. Senator Lindsey Graham hammered the legislation that same weekend during a Fox News appearance, saying, quote, "This is out of control liberalism, and in this bill, most of the money is not spent this year. 90% of it has nothing to do with COVID," Graham said, noting that the legislation will forgive loans for farmers, but only if they're, quote, "socially disadvantaged." If you're African-American, some other minority, but if you're a white person, if you're a white woman, no forgiveness as reparations. What does that got to do with COVID? Democrats, of course, attacked Lindsey Graham, claiming that the legislation will help black farmers, even though The Hill reported at the time that only about 25% of those who would receive the aid were black. The Farm Bureau. Now, as you know, the Farm Bureau is a very reputable organization. By the way, the Farm Bureau is hosting a Montana Supreme Court candidate forum. Is it Wednesday night in Billings? I'll print up the press release for you, give you the details on that. But anyway, this is how the Farm Bureau described this provision back in 2021. "While the American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, of 2021 does not appropriate funds directly, it is estimated that $4 billion will be used to provide direct payments of up to 120% of a socially disadvantaged Black, Hispanic, Native American, or Asian American farmers or ranchers' outstanding debt as of January 1st, 2021. The loans include USDA Farm Service Agency direct farm loans, USDA guaranteed loans, and Commodity Credit Corporation farm storage loans, among others. The additional 20% is intended to pay off the taxes associated with the amount of the direct payment related to the outstanding debt." So it was solely based on race. Solely based on race. Now, maybe the program changed after, but this is how it was initially put in there by congressional Democrats. But look at the fake phony fact checks from the liberal media in Montana that has been running cover for John Tester nonstop day after day. "Oh, no, no, that didn't happen. Look what this liberal professor says." The guy who hosted Zoe Zephyr for his last big banquet. Look what the Democrat named Schweitzer says. Oh, yeah.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. The U.S. Supreme Court is ready to tackle the subject of ghost guns. Oral arguments are scheduled for today at the High Court for the case involving what power federal agencies might have to ban guns the federal agencies say they can't track. So far, the feds, in this case, the Biden administration Justice Department, are 0 for 2 in these courtrooms. The case is named for Jennifer Vanderstock, one of the original plaintiffs who, along with the Firearms Policy Coalition, sued the U.S. government over the ATF banning by rulemaking of kits allowing people to assemble their own firearms. Such firearms have no serial number and don't require background checks. A federal district in Texas ruled the ban to be unconstitutional, and the DOJ lost the appeal in the Fifth Circuit courts. And now they want to have the U.S. Supreme Court rule. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies, along with some areas of smoke and haze for today. High temperatures ranging from the upper 70s in Bozeman to the low 80s in Billings. For tonight, clear skies, some areas of smoke as lows reach the upper 40s in Bozeman, mid-50s in Billings, and then staying with sunshine Wednesday with highs from the low to mid-80s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Great running into so many folks from across Montana. I was in Whitefish for the Montana Equipment Dealers Association annual meeting. We ran into a ton of great folks, including Gary Perry. Gary Perry is the state representative who represents Colstrip, Montana. We had a great conversation talking about our nation's stupid energy policy right now. We talked about the attacks on Colstrip and how Liberal Senator John Tester won't even visit Colstrip. That story and much more, MontanaTalks.com.
Politicians
fall into big savings all in the Kroger app. Buy two get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the Daybreak Ag Report, I'm Lane Nordland, and you're listening to the Western Ag Network. As we look to the harvest that continues across the nation, corn and soybean harvest continues ahead of the average pace. Corn is at 30% harvested, while soybeans are seeing 47% of the crop harvested. As for farmers' progress in planting the 2025 winter wheat crop, 51% of winter wheat has been planted and 25% of the crop has emerged. And in parts of major winter wheat growing areas, there has been some beneficial moisture over the past few weeks setting up next year's crop. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey shares more.
As we begin the fall planting season, and we're well into that at this point, we need to look at winter wheat. And so as we start October, 44% of the winter wheat production area in the United States is in drought. It's actually down a little bit from the beginning of September, 52%. That is largely due to drought easing or eradicating rains that occurred in the lower Midwest and the Mid-South. But that number, 44% in drought, still quite high, and it does include some of our key production areas across the Great Plains and Northwest. So that is something we'll have to continue to watch in the coming months as this crop becomes established and goes dormant and begins to grow again next spring.
As for state-specific winter wheat planting, Colorado right on pace with a five-year average of 82% planted. Idaho up 1% at 65% planted. Kansas 52% in the ground, while Montana's 4% above the five-year average at 64% complete. Nebraska up 3 percentage points at 87% planted. South Dakota, though, 8 percentage points behind the five-year average of 70% of the winter wheat crop planted as of Sunday.
Molson Coors would like to raise a cold Coors Banquet and a cold Coors Light to toast Colorado, Montana, and Wyoming barley growers. Thank you for another successful harvest. Hi, this is Peter Coors. It's because of your hard work and dedication that Molson Coors is able to raise the High Country barley that is the main ingredient to our iconic beers that so many people enjoy. So the next time any of you have a beer, thank the farmer, because without them, it would not be possible.
Attention all growers and ag retailers. Tired of losing the war against wild oats? It's time to bring in the big guns. Avidex and Fargo herbicides from Gowan USA. These Group 15 herbicides are your ticket to controlling Group 1 and Group 2 resistant wild oats and suppressing brome and ryegrass. Don't let these weeds invade your field. Take charge. Contact your local ag retailer today. Get your hands on Avidex and Fargo. Go. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan USA.
Mart Frozen Foods has cut the ribbon on a $65 million high-tech food manufacturing facility in southern Idaho's Magic Valley in Rupert. The new 100,000-square-foot plant produces and packages frozen, fully baked Idaho potatoes known as O-Tatoes. In other headlines, the U.S. Supreme Court is set to review three major environmental cases this term, following previous challenges to the Clean Water and Clean Air Acts. In October, the justices will hear a water permitting case brought by San Francisco against the EPA. They will also address the federal government's authority on temporary nuclear waste storage and whether to limit the National Environmental Policy Act requirements for reviewing major federal projects. Lawyers representing environmentalists say they are not optimistic about how the Supreme Court will rule in cases, especially after the court reached a decision in June to overturn the Chevron doctrine, which for four decades the U.S. government used to defend rules they put in place. Again, these three cases are on the docket for the High Court this fall. I'm Lane Nordlund, Western Ag Network.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, let's see. I had to go fill up my cup of coffee there. So let me see if I can cue up this 60 Minutes story for you here. Yeah, this 60 Minutes correspondent last night, or in the video that aired yesterday, looks like I didn't get a chance to watch the whole thing, but it looks like he actually asked some very good follow-up questions to Kamala Harris. Tim Murtaugh with the with the Trump campaign said this has to be the worst possible interview ever recorded. Has to be the worst possible interview ever recorded. I'll play that clip for you here in just a second. Man, we got a lot of stuff ready to rock and roll for you here this morning. But first, I got a couple of messages in on our Montana Talks app. Tim in Savage. What? I called in to the show and we talked many times about the white man excluded farm bill. So I know. And yet they're acting like, no, that never happened. No, the Democrats didn't do that. No, I've seen two fake news media reports on this. The liberal Montana Free Press, which is funded by, liberal mega donors. Some of the same liberal mega donors that are funding the abortion initiative here in Montana fund the liberal Montana Free Press. And they say, no, that's... they didn't have race-based farm forgiveness programs. What? And then now I just saw another one from one of the TV stations. It's like, man, either you people are not even trying to do journalism, or you're doing a really good job of trying to simply be paid PR flacks for the Tester campaign, for liberal Senator John Tester. My goodness. Jeff and Victor sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. I'm assuming, Jeff, what prompted your message. I was talking about how you just have to laugh at some of this stuff you read in the news. It's like these people are outright just lying to you and deceiving you. Jeff and Victor says, Aaron, you know the Savior, so you should know the enemy. He is a liar and deceiver. He has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Why are you surprised when his followers steal votes, kill babies, and destroy a country that is and was founded on the belief in the one true God? Jeff, I was actually joking with some friends yesterday. They said, yeah, somebody asked me, well, man, how do you stay positive? How do you stay optimistic? Well, we know how the story ends, right? If you're a person of faith, and again, I'm the furthest thing from a pastor or a priest here, but if you're a person of faith, expectation management. You know how the story ends, right? You know there's a good ending for people of faith. But expectation management, let me put it in a little blue-collar redneck terminology for us all here, because that's how I understand it a little easier. Expectation management. We also know that stuff's going to get crazy, that Adam Schiff's going to get crazy in the world. And so why would anybody be surprised when stuff does go crazy? 6294-0970 is the number for you. Real quick, let me play one before I get to our first caller this morning. Let me play one quick soundbite. Very good question asked by this 60 Minutes correspondence to Kamala Harris in that interview that was recorded and then released yesterday.
But there was an historic flood of undocumented immigrants coming across the border the first 3 years of your administration. As a matter of fact, arrivals quadrupled from the last year of President Trump. Was it a mistake to loosen the immigration policies as much as you did?
It's a long-standing problem.
All right. So there she tries to reiterate their fake phony talking point that somehow Trump is to blame for their own quadrupling of this flood of illegal aliens into this country. Great question by that 60 Minutes correspondent. And then he asked some good follow-ups as well. I'll share more here throughout the morning. Let's go to Tim in Billings on the phone lines. Tim, what's going on?
Good morning, Eric. Regarding the press trying to say that that discriminatory bill never happened, it's the Mandela effect in real time. But what I really want to talk about is FEMA relief, right? So these people who are stranded, no power, no water, you know, FEMA can't get to them because they don't want to get their shoes muddy. They can't leave the paved parking lot. All these stories coming out of, like, North Carolina, just horrific and horrendous and just unbelievable, right? And they're going to get $750 from the government. It's going to be that they have to apply for, and it's going to be electronically transferred to their bank if they can ever get internet and electricity. And then it's going to go to the bank that probably got washed away. And, you know, this is all after the fact. But my idea is this. Since we've seen how catastrophic having DEI as your primary goal, as your primary concern at every level of the government, so we've seen catastrophic failure and ineptitude at every level of the government because we have people in positions that don't belong there because they're not there based on skill, knowledge, merit, or work ethic. They're there based on their ethnicity, sexual orientation, or mental illness. And so my proposal is this. FEMA doesn't give money out. FEMA doesn't even go out and respond to these things. What I think should happen is if you live in an area that gets hit by natural disasters over and over again, it seems like, or just maybe every American citizen, you get $5,000 to $10,000 tax free to spend on emergency preparedness, generators, storable food, water filtration and storage, ways to cook with no electricity or gas or things of that nature.
Tim, that money went to Lebanon. Tim, that money went to Lebanon. That money's already been spent, brother. Did you hear KJP dismissing Peter Ducey on that point? Did you hear that one, Tim? Tell you what, hold that thought. We got to hit the hard break here. Stand by.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. More warnings about grizzly bears in the news this week as Montana FWP had to euthanize a wounded sow after she chased a hunter up a tree in the Gallatin Range and was wounded when he shot the bear. FWP says the encounter happened near Hidden Lakes. When the hunter says he saw the grizzly and two cubs at close range, the hunter scrambled into the tree and stayed there after wounding the bear. FWP staff flew into the scene and dispatched the bear. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are investigating. Authorities have released the identity of the man who died after a road rage incident in the Upper Blackfoot Saturday. Lake County Sheriff Don Bell, who is handling coroner duties on the case, identified the man as 44-year-old Matthew Dutra of Missoula. State investigators are looking into the case, which deputies say started when Dutra shot at a car while passing near Sealy Lake. They stopped him on Highway 200, but say he refused to come out of the car. Then they heard the gunshot and found him unresponsive inside the vehicle. You may have heard this one, but local police are running into another wave of bogus rental cases where thieves are promising to rent you a house but are really just trying to fleece you of your cash. Great Falls Police Captain Doug Mollum says the scammers are playing on people's panic in the tight housing market by promising a home they aren't even connected with.
They say, yep, it's available if you want to put a deposit on it to make sure that it's for, you know, we can get you in there. That panic, that need, that instant, I got to have something right now. Money is exchanged and the property is not for rent. They don't have the ability to rent the property and the money's gone.
Malum says thieves used to use Craigslist, but more often now are turning to social media sites like Facebook. He advises renters to be especially cautious in analyzing the authenticity of such posts. More cause for Montana drivers to celebrate as the average price of gas drops another nickel a gallon in Gas Buddy's latest survey. The average price, $3.21 a gallon Sunday. That's 18 cents cheaper than it was last month and nearly 79 cents a gallon less than we were paying just a year ago.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hear News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, we got a message on our Montana Talks app here from Evan in Belt, who's usually farming there in Belt when he's, listening in on the conversation here. But, he'll talk about listening in on the combine, et cetera. But Evan says this: Aaron, I may not qualify as a socially disadvantaged farmer, but my government sure as hell must consider me a disadvantaged taxpayer because they continually tax me to pay for these other disadvantaged farmers, illegal aliens, transgender surgeries, abortions, unwanted wars, and the list could go on, and I will like it. It's about time for a change, and we can make that happen in about a month. Evan, you're exactly right. Montana is one of the most important states in the country. Well, we know it is anyway, but especially in the 2024 elections with the U.S. Senate race here in the state. That is the most important, powerful thing that we can do is getting rid of flip-flop, flat-top this liberal Senator John Tester, because that will send shockwaves throughout the swamp. It won't just be a ripple effect. It is going to be shockwaves that are going to be sent. All right, let's see. John and Billings, stand by, because we'll get to you next here in just a second. But first, Tim and Billings. Tim, did you hear a little bit of that back and forth? So Peter Ducey, the Fox News White House correspondent, was questioning Karine Jean-Pierre in her fancy little suit that she was wearing there yesterday. And she finally ended up just walking out of the room. She just said, your question is dangerous. This is disinformation. He simply asked about the fact that over the weekend, Kamala Harris took to X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, and sent out a tweet bragging about our taxpayer dollars going to Lebanon. And Peter Ducey just basically made the point, you've got the ability to give money to Lebanon and you're bragging about money going to Lebanon, but what about the people in North Carolina? I don't know if you saw that. If not, I can play it for you anyway.
I did see it. And what can she say? I mean, she has got, J.D. Vance was talking about Tim Walz having a hard job. That lady's got an impossible job because the crap that's coming out of this administration, and she's got to go out there and try to and turn that sow's ear into a silk purse, it's impossible. And I have to give her a lot of credit because she hasn't had a mental breakdown in front of all of them yet. So congrats to her for not losing her mind. I do want to be clear, though, on what I'm saying. I don't want money from the other taxpayers.
Yeah.
When it comes
You're
to
just saying tax incentives or things like that, right?
My money taxed. I don't want my money taxed. I want it to go into an account, kind of like a health savings account, where I could, like, put money in there tax-free, and then I can buy a generator, all this stuff. I don't need the government. I just don't want them taking my money and sending it to Lebanon, sending it to Ukraine, sending it to all these places where I can better manage it than they can anyways. Because what's going to happen? The government's going to go out, they're going to go buy all this stuff, and the scarcity of it is going to increase the cost, where if I go to buy it in a non-emergent time, I'm going to get be able to get a better deal on it.
That's right. Yeah, instead of waiting until all the toilet paper's off the shelves, you just stock up a bit ahead of time, right? That's why, you know, I'm glad I got a, you know, a generator for my camper, because, man, I can use that if I need it, you know, for an emergency situation as well. All right, Tim, great to hear from you. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'll play the audio for the rest of you here of a little bit of that back and forth between Peter Ducey and KJP. First, though, let's go to John in Billings next up on the phone lines. John, what's going on?
We haven't had the National Guard deployed up there, as far as I know, for 7 days. And when, in 2019, when they had Hurricane Dorian, the disaster response team from the United States, including the U.S. Coast Guard, doing search and rescue operations, they were there within 24 hours. In the Dominican Republic, the response to Hurricane Maria, the USS Wasp and the Royal Canadian Navy, they were there within 24 hours. St. Martin, USA, provided military support in St. Martin after Hurricane Irma. Vehicles, light water, purification systems, the whole bit, within 24 hours. The U.S. provided in Puerto Rico hurricane relief for Maria, including help restoring the electric power grid. Eastern Caribbean, U.S. provided $2 million in funding for support of recovery efforts in Barbados, Grenada, St. Lucie, and St. Vincent, and Grenadians.
The point being is that typically this type of response comes in a lot faster. Now, one of the things, now, first off, if there's questions, concerns, National Guard related, the Democrat governor of North Carolina has the purview there. But I know the one big question thrown to the feds is, what about the delay for these what are called Title 10 active duty military support? And that's where they're talking about significant delays with aircraft and things like that. And one of the things Lawrence Jones, who's been on the ground talking with folks, raised the question is, why is it taking a week for some of those resources to be activated? What's the delay there? And then, of course, you got Joe Biden on the beach. You got Kamala doing fundraisers and sex talk podcasts and more.
Yeah, it's unacceptable that we can give foreign aid to a country within 24 hours. We can't get help to the people of the United States within 7 days.
Well, not only that, but of all countries to be giving aid to, she was bragging about giving aid to Lebanon. Lebanon is basically run by the Hezbollah terrorist organization right now. That's why all these attacks into Israel, a lot of them are coming from Lebanon. Why are we giving them a dime right now?
I got no clue. Just the whole thing disgusts me.
Yeah, I hear you. John, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Greatly appreciated. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Okay, this is about almost a four-minute back and forth between Peter Ducey and KJP here. But let's see. Okay, I'm going to just try to find the exact spot so that I don't have to just play the whole four-minute clip for you here. Let's see. I think this is where I've got it queued up here, where he specifically asked about your money going to Lebanon. And the Daily Wire has a story right now, if you want to see the actual tweet from Kamala Harris over the weekend, where she was bragging about, oh, yeah, here, Eli Crane, Navy SEAL congressman from down in Arizona. Eli Crane sent this out Sunday. You can't make this stuff up. Americans are dead and devastated after the hurricane, waiting for relief. Kamala's administration has depleted our FEMA funding to resettle illegal aliens in the country. And she posts this. This is what she posts. The people of Lebanon are facing an increasingly dire humanitarian situation.
I am concerned about the security and well-being of civilians suffering in Lebanon and will continue working to help meet the needs of all civilians there. And then she talks about all of your money, all of your resources that are going to be going to people in Lebanon, which is home to the attacks against our friends in Israel, the peaceful citizens of Israel. I mean, good night. Here we go.
President Biden is fond of saying, show me your budget and I will tell you what you value. If he's got money for people in Lebanon right now without Congress having to come back, what does it say about his values? There's not enough money right now for
his
people
values,
in North Carolina
who need it.
That's not misinformation.
Wait. No, that is. Your whole premise of the question is misinformation, sir. What you don't... Yes,
which
it's misinformation.
I just mentioned
to you that we provided more than $200 million to folks who are impacted in the area. And I just shared with you that people are deciding not to...
I heard in Congress that there's not enough money to help people
We're
in North
talking
Carolina
about the SBA disaster loan.
That's
yes.
money for people in North
that,
Carolina.
And that's important. And people in North Carolina need that. This is nothing new. Peter, this is nothing new. Congress comes together, they provide money, millions of dollars, for disaster relief. We're asking them to do the job that they have been doing for some time.
The letter that President Biden sent to Johnson, McConnell, Schumer, and Jeffries. The president's letter is not misinformation. Would you agree?
No, the way you're asking me the question is misinformation. There's money that we are allocating to the impacted areas, and there's money there to help people who truly need it. There are survivors who need the funding, and it's there.
You don't like misinformation.
I actually said we have the money available to help survive.
The people of North Carolina are saying there's not enough. It's not enough. And she's saying... The premise of your question is misinformation, is disinformation. They had the ability to flex money to Lebanon when there is not enough money for the people on the ground in North Carolina. This is just a repeated pattern of slapping the American people right across the face, right across our faces. All right, but again, back to Evan and Belt's point, you can do something about it this November because John Tester is a part of this nonsense.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
When we learned last week that they ran out of money and they're trying to back off this and they're lying because it's on FEMA's homepage. They haven't even taken it off the homepage. So all these people have been entirely wiped out and abandoned. And Harris is pledging millions of dollars to Lebanon and other places around the world. I'm not making any of this up. You can't make it up. I mean, if you look at FEMA, as we have been telling you the truth about FEMA from the beginning and their shelter and services program, and, you know, but now they're going to spend, what, $150 million that they're sending to Lebanon? You got to be kidding me. $150 million? That's a lot of money.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, the best home improvement projects are the small, easy-to-tackle ones that make a huge impact. And now's the perfect time to score a touchdown with Blinds.com. They have their huge primetime kickoff event going on right now, one of the biggest of the year, with up to 50% off select styles and huge doorbusters. Enjoy massive savings on custom window treatments, everything from woven wood shades to blinds to curtains and so much more. Now you can talk to a Blinds.com professional design expert today. You'll get free samples shipped directly to your home. They make it simple. They make it fast. They make it easy. And all of that is free. If you need help with measuring and installation, Blinds.com has you covered there also. And no matter how many window treatments you choose, installation is just one low cost. Got Blinds.com's primetime kickoff event that's happening right now. Save up to 50% off on selective styles and huge doorbusters. That's up to 50% off select styles when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Promises are one thing, policies and performance are another. Saying that you will cut carbon emissions by one half by year 2030, less than 7 years away, is easy. But making good on those commitments is quite another. When you bring in the fact that in order for reductions to impact climate, they must be carried out globally, it adds up to a massive overhaul in energy production that will require enormous investment. A recent study by consulting firm S&P Global looked at how a global transition to carbon-free energy might impact the demand for copper. An important concession to reality in the S&P study is a recognition that other factors, most notably the industrialization of less developed countries, will increase the global appetite for the metal as well. The upshot is that copper producers will need to refine twice as much copper by 2035 than has ever been produced, both through mining and recycling. How exactly are we going to do that? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's creativeplanning.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me see if I queued it up in the right spot again here. I played that question earlier from this CBS anchor, the correspondent on 60 Minutes, who actually threw not just good questions at Kamala Harris, because it's the follow-up questions, as you guys know, that it's so much more important. Because, you know, anybody can get a question thrown their way and deflect and divert and, you know, not answer the question. It's the follow-up that is key. But he asked a very important question. And this is something we've talked about here on this show before. John Tester and Kamala Harris, they can do whatever they want. They can claim whatever they want to right now on the eve of the election. Oh, well, I support a bill that will do this. Well, I support a bill that would do that. Even if they totally secured the border right now, which they've still failed to do, they need to be held accountable for the flood of what? 10 million? 15 million illegal aliens? How many illegal aliens? We don't know how many they've actually allowed into this country. They opened up the floodgates on day one. Joe Biden opened up the floodgates on day one for illegal aliens to flood into this country. And now that people are being flooded in North Carolina, they claim they don't have enough money for them. They open up the floodgates. They need to be held accountable for opening up the floodgates and allowing 10 to 15 million plus illegal aliens to flood into this country. So when they talk about, oh, well, we had this bill earlier this year. Well, first off, that bill was a sham. That bill would have only funded the invasion. It would have made the invasion permanent. But even if that bill was the best freaking border security bill ever, which it was not, they need to be held accountable for flooding this country with 10 to 15 million illegal aliens in just the last 3.5 years alone. Listen to one of the follow-up questions by the CBS anchor. This is in that same kind of 1 minute and 11 second back and forth.
We have been offering solutions.
What I was asking was it a mistake to kind of allow that flood to happen in the first place?
I think the policies that we have been proposing are about fixing a problem, not promoting a problem.
Oh, it's about fixing a problem, not promoting. See, she basically made it clear that she doesn't want to talk about the problems that she created. But what a good follow-up question there by that 60 Minutes correspondent. You notice that's a question that John Tester, I don't think, has ever gotten from the fake news media here in Montana that runs with his storyline every single day. Next up on the phone lines, let's see, who do we got here? A couple minutes to go. Kevin in Belgrade, great to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
I hate that exchange there between Peter Ducey and KJP. Did she mention that the funding that was available for the flood victims was a loan? And did they loan that money to, you know, the Palestinians, and did they loan that money to all the illegal aliens coming into this country? And when are they going to pay it back?
Wow, that's a great question. So, wait, so you mean to tell me, so this measly $750 that they're supposedly giving to folks, the storm victims here, that's just a loan. They got to pay that back?
She said loan in that exchange there between Ducey and her. There was definitely the word loan that the funding is a loan.
Interesting. Yeah, I'll have to double check on that one. Yeah, myself. I mean, either way, with the word pittance, would that be the right word, Travis? Travis is our trivia guy here. Yeah, I mean, it's breadcrumbs compared to what Haitian migrants in Springfield, Ohio are given by taxpayers.
Absolutely. And I want to know what the interest rate is, too. It's probably like $5,000.
Crazy. Yeah, I mean, I know I had a story in front of me here that what they are giving to the storm victims, loan or not, is just a tiny fraction of what they're giving to these so-called migrants with your taxpayer dollars. Again, just a slap in the face to folks all across this country.
Democracy 24.
741 former high-ranking national security officials, including 233 general and flag military officers, signed a letter endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris for president. 15 four-star generals, 10 former cabinet secretaries, 10 service secretaries, along with Republican leaders who served under former President Trump, signed the letter, which stated, "This election is a choice between serious leadership and vengeful impulsiveness. It is a choice between democracy and authoritarianism. Vice President Harris defends America's democratic ideals while former President Donald Trump endangers them," wrote the group of former national security officials. Quote, "He has called for the termination of parts of the Constitution. He said he wants to be a dictator," adding that Trump has shown no remorse for trying to overturn the 2020 election on January 6th. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.